Former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl resigned today as honorary chairman of his Christian Democratic Union. Kohl served 16 years as chancellor and was acclaimed as the European statesman who oversaw German unification. Today, his party, the CDU, threatened to suspend him as honorary chairman unless he acted promptly to clear up a financial scandal that is engulfing the party. NPR's Edward Lifson reports from Berlin.
Helmut Kohl has been a Christian Democrat for some 50 years. He ran the Conservative Party with an increasingly iron hand for 25 years. Kohl said in a statement issued tonight that it was a hard decision for him to resign his post as honorary party chairman. But he said he was in no position to meet the party's demands to name donors from whom he had accepted illegal and secret funds. Last month, Kohl touched off the scandal in the Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, when he admitted accepting about $1 million in undeclared donations to the party while serving as chancellor. Criminal and parliamentary inquiries are underway to determine whether the secret donations were tied to political favors. Kohl's hand-picked successor as party chairman, Wolfgang Schäuble, has also admitted accepting undisclosed campaign donations. The CDU held a five-hour leadership crisis meeting today. It allowed Schäuble to stay on as party leader and directed him to issue the ultimatum.
Dass Helmut Kohl seine Pflichten als Ehrenvorsitzender verletzt, wenn er sich weiterhin weigert.
Schäuble chastised his former mentor. He said Kohl would injure the position of honorary chairman if he continued to act as he was. Schäuble added it was Kohl's duty to clear up the matter or be suspended as honorary party chairman. 69-year-old Helmut Kohl was given that title by the party in 1998 after the CDU lost general elections and Kohl lost the chancellorship. Today, the CDU Prime Minister of Saxony, Kurt Biedenkopf, acknowledged that it was a difficult moment for the party, but he said the CDU needed to clear up the scandal so the party could move forward.
I'm satisfied with what we have resolved today. I think we have established a new base for coping with the tremendous difficulties the CDU has gotten into. And we have all encouraged Wolfgang Schäuble and the leadership of the party to go on.
The party has a lot to put behind it. So far, the CDU has admitted to financial misdealings amounting to more than $17 million. And the former interior minister in Chancellor Kohl's government resigned his seat in parliament. But Kohl remains stubborn today. In his statement, he did admit he had made mistakes during four decades in important posts, but added, "I have always tried to do my duty." And Kohl made no mention of giving up his seat in parliament or his party membership. He wrote, "The CDU was and is my political home." Kohl's critics, including many younger members of the CDU, say he must distance himself further from the party. Edward Lifson, NPR News, Berlin.